So we're on the E top string. Top as in highest in pitch, not highest in gravity. So it's the lowest in gravity, but it's the highest in pitch. So that's the top string. If you hear me say top string, same thing as first string. Okay. And then the E is first string open. That on page 7 of the Mel Bay.
Uh-huh.
And then the next string, next note is F. That's finger 1, fret 1.
Okay.
So fret 1, go back 1 fret.
And
let's hear that. Yeah. And then the last one is a G. Fret 3, string 1. And you play it with finger 3. The fret and the finger always match.
Okay.
So let's just play it again. E, F, and G. Good. And that's all you really need to know. It's that easy. You're going to learn one string at a time, and by the time you learn all 6 strings, you'll know how to read. Well, even before then. Most melodies are on the top 3 strings.
Okay.
So even then, by the time you get to 3 strings, you're going to be happening, as far as that goes. Now, the next part is, we're going to read these whole notes together. Whole notes is, a whole note means it occupies the whole bar. And this little C, right, if you look at on page 7 in the Mel Bay, right under where it says whole notes receive 4 beats in the middle of the page, that little C after the treble clef symbol means common time. If you look back on page 6, it says 4-4. And what does that mean? You're really only concerned with the top number, which means 4 beats in a bar. What does the bottom number mean? I'll address that some other day.
Okay.
Top number means how many beats. So all this really means is you got to play that note for 4 beats. What is that little square thingy or rectangle thingy above the note? It just means use a downstroke.
Downstroke.
Downstroke, yeah. So if we read this whole note thing together on page 7, then it's going to sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, so open, 2, 3, 4, and again. And now first finger, F, 2, 3, and again, 2, 3, and now G third finger, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Congratulations, you just read your first piece of music. It's pretty easy, right? And that's all it is. That's really all it is. Now, those are called whole notes. We gave them 4 beats each. Do you want to play it again or should we move on?
Either way.
Okay, we're going to do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Good. Notice I kept my spot and I didn't wait for you.
That was
on purpose because that's always what you should do is keep your place. Even if you can't play a single note in that whole bar, just keep your spot with your eyes.
Okay.
But we are going to move on a little bit. The next one is half notes receive 2 beats. Okay? And you can just tell it occupies half the bar. But what's half of 4 is 2, right? So that first note occupies 2 beats, and so does this next one, right? And then here it goes. It shows you if you look at the end of that line, where the half notes line on page 7, it has this little hat thingy. If you look back on page 6, the half note rest is like, it looks like a hat. The way I remember it, the way I was taught, is if the guy puts his hat down for a minute, then it's resting for 2 beats. But if he hangs it up on the hat rack or something, then it's resting for longer.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps you. So the regular hat is just he puts it down for 2 beats, but now he's hanging it up for 4 beats.
Okay.
So back to page 7, we have that little hat thingy going up, which means it's worth 2 beats. Plus it has to be worth 2 beats because you already have 2 beats of the bar taken up by a note. So we're going to play this half notes together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Up, oh, first note is open. Okay. Yep. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. And now all the way at G. Right. 2, 3, 2 Gs.
Oh.
Yep. So let's start that again, actually.
Okay.
So let's go a little slower. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, rest, meaning you just stop the string ringing for okay. those third and fourth beats. Very good. One more time, same thing. Okay. One, two, three, four. Aha, so I threw you off because I'm going to play some accompaniment. But you still keep the same part. I did that on purpose. Okay. Two, three, four. Rest, rest. So stop that string from ringing okay. on the third and fourth beat.
But why it has this?
Why does it have line? A stem?
Yeah.
Because if it didn't have a stem, it would be worth four beats.
Okay. So the stem means just two beats.
Yeah, stem means two beats. Yeah, I didn't really explain that.
Okay.
And then, this is a good point. When the note is filled in and it has a stem, now it's worth a quarter note, which is one beat.
Oh, okay.
Meaning it's a quarter of a bar long. Mm-hmm. Four quarters make one, so it's a quarter of a bar. So, we're going to try this quarter notes business.
Okay.
Right? And at the end of that, there's a symbol for the quarter note rest. Mm-hmm. Right? It looks like a little lightning bolt. It's worth one beat rest. Right? So, after the E, you would have to stop that note from ringing.
Okay.
So, we're going to try quarter notes on page 7, Mel Bay.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. That's going to happen.
Okay.
That's going to happen.
Let me just read it a bit. So then...
Actually, yeah, just say the letter names.
Okay.
You want to do that? Just say the letter
so
names.
So it will be E, E, F, F, G, G.
Yeah.
E, E, F, F, G, 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 E.
Almost perfect. Oh. At the very end, F, F, E.
F, F, E.
Right, good. Nice job.
Okay.
All right. So, a little slower maybe, like one, two, three, four. So stop that string from ringing.
Oh, like, so I should like rest.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if the string is open. If the string is fretted, you could just pick up your fretting hand and it'll stop ringing. But if the string is open like that, you have to somehow put your hand on it, either your right hand or your left hand, to stop it. Cool. Excellent. Same thing. One, two, three, four. So. Yep, make sure it stops ringing. Good job. Excellent. So congratulations. You've just done page 1 of, you know, reading standard notation. Then you actually get into the tunes. The extended version, the Mel Bay, the book we're using, the expanded edition, excuse me, gives you lots of exercises just on those three notes. You know, and we're going to probably go through all of them